ATC 2012. How can we make aviation flourish again? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Jim Campbell, who, in addition to being the founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of Aero News, is now coordinating the ATC 2012 conference, which stands for
Aviation Transformation Conference.
And we're here to talk today a little bit about what that's going to entail. And Jim, I guess I have to start by asking you, what makes you brash enough to think that that you can lead an effort that will accomplish for aviation what obviously has been languishing for decades?
Actually, it's not me leading anything. To be honest, what I am is inspired by amazing people who I get to meet in the daily course of running Aero News and some of the other things that I get to do here and there. But over the course of years, I've developed a tremendous amount of respect for two classes of people, those who have made things happen in aviation through thick and thin, and then other people who have found ways to make changes and motivate their sections of the world. I've been particularly enamored of the efforts of Peter Diamandis and Greg Marinac and a lot of the associated people, Esther Dyson and so forth, at the XPRIZE Foundation. And over the course of the last decade, I've just had the most marvelous time. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful to see history in the making and this, that, and the other. But holy smokes, have we had fun. But I've watched these people create change and create positive, motivating, transformational change in space, in genomics, in automotive, in biological sciences. And they're not even close to being done yet. So with the expertise and the insight of my friends at XPRIZE, all of them, there's so many, by the way, and then with the other folks that I work with on a regular basis in aviation who have created their own little revolutions here and there, Alan Klapmeyer, the Cirrus, just what an extraordinary airplane and what an extraordinary movement. Vern Rayburn, yeah, the Eclipse company failed, but the airplane didn't. It was a marvelously risky thing to do. And one of the things I want to associate with people who not only take risks, but occasionally lose, because ultimately, you're not really taking risks until you blow it now and then, or until things happen. And then you have, you know, just so many amazing people. Phil Boyer, the retired president of AOPA, who's done so much, seen so much, and worked a lot of politics in his life, so he's realistic. Jerry Gregoire from Redbird. What he's going to do with the simulator group is going to transform flight training. Doug Stewart at SAFE, they're already finding ways to make a difference. Michael Maya Charles, a short-term editor of Flying Magazine, who's done some amazing, amazing writing. There's so many people. I mean, I'm sure I'm missing a few here and there. There's just extraordinary folks who have proven that change can take place. So the key here is to take about 200 invited persons. All meet the first week of March in the St. Louis Science Center, where we awarded the XPRIZE, by the way, in 2004, where the $10 million check got given to Bert and Paul Allen and so forth. And, of course, they went out and spent it on all kinds of silly things. But we'll gather, and we're going to take two intensive days with a very tightly regimented and carefully orchestrated system by which the first day, we're going to be brutally honest and look at the problems that plague aviation. What's happened to the business model? What's happened to the industry? What's happened with how others perceive the industry? What's happened with the industry's utility as well as its recreational aspect? There's so many areas that we're going to need to define what's wrong before we can even think of what can make it right. So we'll spend a brutal day, an honest day, a radical day dissecting the ills that face aviation and keep it from being the success that we believe it can be. The next day, we'll be breaking off into groups and looking at the potential solution paths for some of the most thorny problems. And while nobody's expecting to come up with a solution right away, the key is to look at solution paths and then put together the basic structure for an organization that will see and will oversee that those programs that will attempt incrementally, bit by bit, piece by piece, to bring that change around to a point where it can affect positive outcomes for aviation.
Now, I understand why you're jazzed about aviation and in particular general aviation, because nobody would put the amount of work into Aero News that you do unless he was jazzed about it. I mean,
Or partially insane.
Are these other people who have done things like, as you mentioned, space and the Human Genome Project and these things, it almost seems like kind of a pedestrian thing for them to focus on the resurrection of a what some see as a business segment. What is in it for them? I mean, what do they see that attracts them to this kind of a project?
Actually, that's easy. Peter Diamandis is a pilot. Greg Marinac is a pilot. Matter of fact, he was support for Eric Lindbergh's flight across the Atlantic, reenacting his grandfather's flight across. Esther Dyson, another major member of the XPRIZE team and somebody who's done seminars and forums along this line in a number of other disciplines, is not necessarily a pilot, but she's a strong aviation fan, a big user of aviation services, and at one point was backing up Anousheh Ansari for the space tourist flight to the International Space Station.
Klapmeyer,
good grief. And then, of course, we get into the regulators. I mean, come on. Klapmeyer, Boyer, Rayburn, Charles, Stewart, they love aviation. They're passionate about aviation. And they're a drop in the bucket. There's so many people. Since the original article proposing the Aviation Transformation Conference was published about a month ago, I've had over 16,000 emails and responses. A lot of these are not the typical, hey, Jim, I'm in, or hey, Jim, it's cool, or hey, Jim, how do I get there? They're multi-page, passionately written, detailed letters about, I think I can help, or I want to help, or these are the things I think need to be done. This is my analysis. This is my background. This is the things I believe in. I've got thousands of pages of documentation from folks, and some of this stuff is really quite brilliant, and one or two of them just knocked me flat over. There's some really neat stuff going on. And we've had such great conversations. Had a marvelous conversation the other day with Raul Moreau, who has, you know, obviously done so much in his own way as the fellow who runs the Wolf Aviation Fund to incrementally create some amazing opportunities for people throughout aviation. Raul is jazzed about this. He sent me an amazing email, and we've talked on the phone. I'm hoping to talk to him again this week. Extraordinary stuff. I mean, every time I turn around, the conversation, when people can really get into it, is pretty enlightening and frankly positive. And even those who have got a great example, one of my best friends in the world in aviation journalism is an outstanding writer by the name of Dave Higdon. And Dave, you know, says, Jimmy, don't make me hope again. I can't take it. My heart can't take it, so forth and so on. I said, no, come on, Dave. We're really into this the right way. We had a long talk about this. The end of discussion, yeah, he's drinking the Kool-Aid. He understands that we're committed, and he's getting excited about it too. It's going to take a while to bring him all the way over here, but you know, he's one of these folks who's passionately in love with something that he sees as being a little sick and a little diseased and in a lot of trouble. And nobody likes to see that happen. We all know it can be better. We see it in bits and pieces. We all know we can do better. The first thing that we have to do more than anything else, though, is we have to look at ourselves as an industry. I mean, the biggest enemy of aviation is the people in it. We have been, you know, we've been demonstrating Einstein's other theorem for so long, i.e. doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result and thus proving the, you know, true definition of insanity. It's time for truly radical thinking. One of the things that I'm trying to emphasize to everybody is that when you come to St. Louis, leave it all at the door. Be prepared to think outside the box, color outside the lines, insert your metaphor here, but just be radical. Radical should not be the dirty word. It should not be the 60s counterculture idea of concept of radical. It should be, let's get different. Let's totally throw it all out. Let's start over. Let's rebuild. But let's build something that really can last. Because the one thing we have to get rid of right here and now is it will never be 1979 again. We will never see the golden age of aviation as it existed, because that golden age can't exist in the constructs of this society and this world. But this is the big but. It's extraordinary. We can build something better. We can build something that can last. And who's to say that what takes place in 2019 down the line after a lot of work could possibly make 1979 look like a flash in the pan. It's extraordinarily difficult. It's nigh on to impossible, and it surely is worth doing.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the organization that may come out of this thing. My guest is Jim Campbell. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Flightline Systems introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System. Featuring a revolutionary glass panel display that mimics your analog gauges, Oracle provides intuitive access to all your critical engine data at a glance, and it's STC'd for primary operation. Oracle is also available for twin engine aircraft, featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors. New this year are versions for fixed wing, turbine, and rotary wing aircraft with a variety of display options. Oracle is the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com. or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the special feature. Paul Plack here with Jim Campbell talking about ATC 2012 and the organization with the funny acronym that may come out the other end, which we're temporarily calling or provisionally calling FAA2. Tell me what this one means again.
Oh, look, come on. It was too good to pass up when we were talking about this. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to blame part of this on a co-conspirator by the name of Maxine Cheer, who shall otherwise remain nameless. It needed a name. It needed something. And we were talking about foundations. We were talking at the time about a number of other things. But, you know, aviation, and it had to be a true advocacy organization. And the fact that you could come up with the initials that spelled out or, you know, denoted FAA was too good to pass up. Now, at some point, obviously, we may have to do something a little bit more respectful and official and so forth. But I kind of like the tongue-in-cheek for the moment. It amuses me. It amuses everybody I've talked to. And frankly, who's not to say that someday you could say, hey, I'm from the FAA and I really am here to help you.
Now, so what, Foundation for the Advancement of Aviation?
Foundation for Aviation Advocacy.
Okay. All right. Now, I guess the question that comes to mind, we're sitting here on the evening of Air Venture Oshkosh Wednesday when there was a panel discussion among seven of the existing alphabet groups, and that's not even all of them. Do we need another one?
No, we don't. The last thing we need is another alphabet. Whatever we bring out of this, the only way this succeeds is to do something really different. Remember the old, I guess it's the Monty Python line, and now for something completely different? Honest to God, if this isn't completely different, we failed. Why? Because everything we've tried so far isn't really working all that well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mean to be simplistic, but the fact of the matter is that we're heading into new times. We're heading into a radically different world. We're heading into a radically different set of cultures. We're heading into altered concepts of what we all thought our future was going to be like. And anything less than truly alternative thinking will fail. We have tried a lot of things. Don't get me wrong. I mean, aviation still succeeds to stay alive, barely. And that says a lot concerning everything that's been up against it. I mean, we've got a very, very bad public profile. We have legal problems, regulatory problems, cost problems, perception problems up and down the line. There's all kinds of issues with the industry itself. And yet, at the same time, there's so many exciting things going on. We're seeing amazing things happen with avionics. We're seeing phenomenal things happen with power plants. We're seeing some interesting things happen with airframes. You know, we've got a very interesting proposal to get a decent four-seater out for under $250,000. Well, that's an exciting thing to think about. But let's start getting really radical. What happens if that four-seater costs less than $100,000? What happens if we take the FAA out of all of general aviation the way we've taken it out of LSA and bring consensus standards? What happens if we're able to enact the kind of legal reforms that allow us to defend ourselves properly in regards to the suits that mire aviation down in costs and complexity and delays? Take a look at the Corey Lytle case. I mean, we had a Cirrus that came to grief,
an attorney that said things that were physically, as in physics, but physically impossible in regards to what the cause of the accident was. It was directly the it directly negated the NTSB probable cause data. But the NTSB probable cause data and the evidentiary findings were not allowed in a court of law. What happens if we are able to equal things out a little bit, bring that data into it, allow the legal system to be a little bit less attack and kill and maim and so forth before you even get close to a result? What happens if we take a look at the concepts of ownership itself? We proposed the Aero Club concept a while back as a way to not only share ownership and share the cost of aviation for a while, but to build a new social network around aviation, similar to what we see with boating and cars and motorcycle clubs and things of that nature. There are 100 different good ideas I can bring up in the next half hour. I hope that of the 200 that I'm going to invite or more, that they'll have 1,000 good ideas and maybe, you know, 10 really great ones that really deserve consideration. We will not get everything done in 2 days. I mean, we'll get a fraction, a minimal piece of the work done. But what we will do is, one, start a path that will change the face of how we deal with aviation, and two, instigate a different kind of thinking than we've seen in this industry in a great long time.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to be along for the ride, and it's going to be really fun to see what comes out of St. Louis. We will look for more details as soon as they can come forth, especially nailing down exactly which weekend it is. Any idea when that will be known?
Well, right now we're looking at the sites, facilities, and what's going to be available to us. It's one of two weekends. It's either March 1st and 2nd or March 8th and 9th. We're looking at that at the present time. I'm kind of shooting for the 1st and 2nd because we start running into some issues with the St. Louis Science Center. We've got spring break coming up thereafter, and they've got a very, very busy educational program there. And then at the same time, kids coming through and so forth during the break, and it's a busy time for them. But it's a magnificent facility, and it should be a great place, actually a very interesting place to surround yourself with as you're trying to make your own bit of history. There are great ideas out there from mom and pop aviation. I need to hear from everybody. I need the participation. I need you to write in. ATC2012@aero-news.net, 863-299-8680 reaches my office. I welcome people to input. I welcome them to volunteer. I welcome them to help with organization, with getting the word out, whatever it takes to make this happen. We're looking for an immersive volunteer experience and an immersive participant. Everybody's involved. There is no parochialism here. We will compete with no one. We will cooperate with everybody. And the name of the game here is to synergize with the brightest and most brilliant ideas we can find.
Jim Campbell is the founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of Aero News. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.